Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So, it's been a busy week. It's been a busy week with college football and everything that's going on with that. Now, NFL has started. One of the things that's got me hyped, one of them, because obviously I love the league, is, man, Prize Picks is back and at it. I gave you guys season lineups yesterday. The day before that, gave you a lineup for Raiders-Patriots. Now I got that lineup for Niners-Seahawks in Seattle, where Vivid Seats is saying it's going to be 53% 49er fans in the link.
I saw that.
In the link.
Yeah,
we're taking over that place. Please believe that. But you need to look at this lineup. I got my main man, Brock Purdy. They got him at 243.5 passing yards. I'm going more. He lights up Seattle traditionally. I think that happens again on Sunday. Put this lineup together a couple days ago.
Well, you can change it. That's the beauty of Prize Picks.
It's true.
Beauty of Prize Picks.
I'm thinking I'm going to stick with it, though, because they said he was out to start practice today. He was out on the field.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
They got him at his longest rush being 15.5 yards. I went more.
He was in a suit, but it doesn't matter. He was out to start practice.
I'm going more with that one. I think I'm going to stick with it unless I hear something different.
Okay.
George Kittle, 61.5 receiving yards with Juwan Jennings coming back a little slow. No DeMarcus Robinson. They're going to lean on Kittle. He's going to have more than 61.5 yards. Kenneth Walker. They got him at half a rush or receiving touchdown. I went more. I think he's going to find his way into the end zone.
Okay.
And Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I was going to say, shout out Sam Darnold.
His longest completion at 32.5 yards. I went less.
Yeah.
I think that's a little much right there.
Yeah.
That's a little much.
That feels like a big completion.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know why. Sam Darnold can't throw the ball 32 yards.
Yeah, I went less with that one, man. So I'll post the lineup on social media along with the Raiders and Patriots game one as well, along with the season one as well, man. I'll have all that up there on social media. Go check that out. Download the Prize Pick app. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Excuse me. Just put in the promo code KIFM. $50 towards your first $5 lineup. The other thing that they also got going on Prize Picks is they've got these max discount plays.
Mm-hmm.
They had Dak Prescott yesterday. Lamar Jackson is also on that list as well. Make sure you check him out and get that max discount play. So must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Sorry. It's good to be right.
Bruh. Hey, are you watching? Your boy.
I told you, I stepped down from this league. I'm out here. I'm booking my haircuts right now.
Somebody made a comment which made the thing go down.
No.
TCG. DCG getting that first win of the season. Sorry, Russ Dog. That wasn't me. Somebody made a comment.
I thought no one was even playing at this point.
We still got players.
This is such a sham.
And TCG is on the board.
Can we also acknowledge what your boy did? Cole hit him with the run your game, and he didn't do it. Ironically, he didn't know that the slogan had changed.
Didn't even write it right if we were playing that game.
No, I'm serious. Are you proud of this? Like, are you proud of this league?
Absolutely.
I stepped down, so I have no.
Absolutely. We lost one of our lead investors, but we're going to still keep going here. We're going to still keep going. It's good to be right, league. It's still going.
Your own players are turning against you. Your players are about to walk out. Look at RP. Wait, why is it not running the game anymore?
Well, I don't have an answer to that. They just told me. They just told me what to do, and I did it. So.
Zabo, look what they did to my legacy.
Rustog is still active. He's trying to get a chip. He says, how many wins do I have? Well, Rustog, you've got 3 right now. That's good for second place. Zabo, somehow, some way, still tied for first with securing the Bagley at 5. So, Russ, you keep doing what you're doing. And first place is in your sights.
All right.
Shut up. Oh, by the way,
more fraudulent than planting trees.
Real quick, let me put some space in between what just happened. D-Lo and KC Pick'em League is back. I'll have the link out there. I'll put it on Twitter. Anybody new trying to get in the league, you can get in there. If you were in it last year, you should have the notification that you're already in there and ready to go. Make your picks. The college football pick'em was also popping last week as well. If you need a link for that, I'll put that on the socials as well.
Question.
Yes.
Thank you.
My guy in the back.
First time, long time. Shouldn't you have said this yesterday?
I did. I said it actually Wednesday, but I should have reminded people yesterday. So I didn't.
Because everyone's down one now, right? Who isn't in?
Not
the
everyone.
League. Well, I mean, anyone who hasn't entered the league is down one.
I should have told you guys on Monday. Actually, I get a whole week up on guys.
What a. Do you run anything above board, or is everything just fraudulent? I'm going to sit you. Why don't you do a sit down with Ramona Shelburne?
College Football League. I told everybody knew before season started.
College Football League.
And
I don't even know how that works. How does the college football? You don't pick every game.
No, they have selected games for you. And that one's against the spread.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So you guys can come lose again to your boy.
Have you ever won any of these leagues? Like any of them?
Not yet.
Okay. Well,
this is the year.
I guess like Coach Marion said, just keep being positive. Stretch, foam roll, get in the cold tub. You'll be fine.
This is the year. This is the year.
Zabo, we're launching a new podcast. Damian Barling finds out how Kenny has run all of these fraudulent leagues over the last 5 years. Rod Brooks going to join us here in just a couple of minutes, man. That's going to be a fun time.
Always.
I don't know that this is worth getting into because we only have a few minutes. Steve Ballmer, spoke to Ramona Shelburne about the Kawhi Leonard situation. It's over on ESPN.com if you want to check that out. I think the version I saw is the version that they ran on SportsCenter. But the whole 16-minute conversation is available somewhere.
I saw it on – I just went to ESPN's YouTube page.
They got the whole there you go. We talked about this pretty extensively with the insiders. The one of the main things that stood out to me was he either misspoke when he said they offered Kawhi the maximum amount of money they could offer him, because they did not, and that's literally the center focus of this, is making up for that money. Like, right. That is the central point of conversation here. And he did not answer Ramona's question about Uncle Dennis asking for more benefits. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. Now, and I'm not gonna, I'm not attempting to defend Steve Ballmer here, but I also, as I heard that answer in real time, I felt like he was trying to protect his relationship with Kawhi Leonard. Because if he had said yes, he's throwing old Uncle Dennis under the bus, which I don't imagine is going to please Kawhi Leonard at all.
No, I saw the same thing. It was like, I'm not, to me, yes, Uncle Dennis.
Yeah, that, and that's the thing. That was clear as day in Steve Ballmer's answer.
And his answer was, we know the rules.
Yep.
That representation knows the rules as well. Next question. That is not
pretty much what it was. Yeah.
That is not what you were asked. So, but to your point, you know, he's not going to throw him under the bus. He's not going to ruin that relationship with Kawhi and with his representation. And in that respect, he answered it the right way. That's how you handle it. If you're trying to preserve those relationships, partnerships.
It also brings me to another question. We can answer it later, but does it matter if you ruin your relationship at this point? Think about it. I'll bring it back. I won't forget it.
Okay.
And I do believe there is an answer, but we'll talk about that later, because Rob Brooks is going to join us next. We're going to talk football. We're going to talk the 49ers. In fact, with Rob Brooks, we might just talk about anything.
Anything. That's my guy.
It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, a Sacramento sports leader, ESPN 13.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1920. All right, we're bringing our man Rob Brooks from NBC Sports Bay Area, 49ers pre and post. We've been talking for 5 minutes already.
A legend, Rob Brooks, man. Oh,
absolutely.
Legend, man.
Absolutely, man. We could just crack the mics and talk. We could talk Ohio players with,
straight
with
up.
Rob being
straight
good shape.
Sweet sticky thing.
Well, that's going to go over some people's heads.
I could have said Love Roller Coaster, but I didn't.
No, you didn't. Up. You went with Sweet Sticky Thing, which is great for our audience. That's terrific. Yeah, there's going to be pause moments all over the comment section. concern level when you saw Christian McCaffrey on the injury report yesterday?
Okay, so I heard it straight from my new partner on NBC Sports Bay Area Niners pre- and post-game shows, the Don, Matt Maiocco. And Matt, you know, he's doing television with us, but Matt is a reporter. Mm-hmm. And Matt knows how to get the story and source the story. So when you get it from Matt, you know you're getting the straight dope. So anyway, so Matt drops the information yesterday at around 4:45 after he finished his interview with Kyle Shanahan. And when I got it from Matt didn't seem to be too concerned. Now, this mm-hmm. was yesterday, mm-hmm. and the word that was put out there in terms of McCaffrey being able to practice was the word limited. So I took that as, okay, I'm going to look at this as glass half full. It's a lower leg injury with Christian McCaffrey. So immediately you start to go, Chicken Little, the sky's falling. Mm-hmm. And I completely understand that. But my thing is, he's limited, okay? That's not optimal, but it's better than Christian McCaffrey couldn't practice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we go to today. Christian McCaffrey at practice. They just started at 12:35. Mm-hmm. Okay. He was out there in uniform for the team drills. Then he went off to the side and started working with the trainers and the big wigs and as far as performance is concerned for mm-hmm. the Niners. So I say all that to say I don't necessarily like it, quite frankly. Mm. I think he's eventually, when the status report comes out, he's either going to be questionable or probable. Questionable, it is what it is. He may play, he may not play. That's the 50-50 chance. Probable is 75%. Obviously, full go is full go 100%. If he's questionable, that's a concern. Probable, no concern. Him playing Sunday, just from my point of view, I think it might be in doubt. Quite frankly, for this to creep up, and this is just my point of view, not anything I've heard, not anything I've seen fully, it's just my point of view. I think if he's questionable, he doesn't play because the long game is the game that they have to play with Christian McCaffrey. So right now, it's not great, and I don't know if there's enough time for it to truly get better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that as well. Like, one of the things that we hear all the time in sports, and I know Dame kind of rolls his eyes when people say this, but, you know, if Kyle Shanahan gets on there and says, you know, if this was a playoff situation, he'd be out there, you know, but it's the first game of the season, so we're going to play it safe. And I roll my eyes at that sometimes too, but I think with Christian McCaffrey and the 49ers and how important he is to the 49ers, if there is any doubt, maybe it's not the worst thing in the world to sit him for a game, maybe even two.
If this were to crop up in, let's just say, 3 weeks into training camp, the Niners they'd shut him down, all right? Or maybe not shut him down, but they would definitely take the side of, all right, we're not going to push it. We're going to do what we need to do to get him ramped up as soon as we can and ready for the first game of the season. I think if it were a must-win game, a late-season game, or if it's a playoff game, he's probably going to play. Discretion is the better part of valor here for the Niners. I will say this, while this potential scenario is not optimal, You know, the Niners have beaten the Seahawks in Seattle 3 years in a row. They went up there last year and beat Seattle without Christian McCaffrey. They did it with Isaac Garrido running for almost 100 yards, 10 for 99. They ran for 228 yards and three touchdowns. Did that without Christian McCaffrey. Now, that's a different Seattle defense. They're placing a value on being able to stop the run, like all smart teams, as the Niners are, like all smart teams do. It's a different Seattle team. It's a different year. It's an entirely different situation. But my point is that in this very hypothetical scenario of possibly not having Christian McCaffrey or not having a fully healthy Christian McCaffrey, is that a death sentence for the Niners to go to Seattle and play a game and compete and win? Because they just did it last year. Now, here's the thing. Brock Purdy last year, 18 to 28, three touchdowns. Who did two of those three touchdowns go to? It went to Deebo Samuel, who's no longer on the team. He had three catches for 102 yards and a touchdown. He had one touchdown. Kittle, I'm sorry, had two touchdowns. You have Kittle, you don't have Deebo. So to me, people got to point, again, in this hypothetical scenario that we hope does not happen, if you don't have Christian McCaffrey, where do you get your offense? Where do you get your run game? They're going to lean heavy on Garrido. I don't know how much Brian Robinson can help because – I don't think he's gotten a grasp of the playbook to their specifications, especially when it comes to blitz pickup. So you're going to rely on Garrido again, and you're going to rely on Kittle. And there's one name that didn't play last year that I think is going to fill not the Deebo role, because Deebo was one of one, but Ricky Pearsall. To me, this is a game where Ricky Pearsall shows up and he's able to give you something in that offense that can be dynamic. But make no mistake, if there is no Christian McCaffrey, we saw it last night with the Eagles. Saquon Barkley makes all the difference for the world in the world for that Eagles offense. And Christian McCaffrey is the exact same way.
Do you have high expectations for Ricky Pearsall this year?
I do. I do. Young man could play. I remember a little bit in Florida and what I've seen from him, and you know, the info I've got coming out of training camp is that he's ready. He's absolutely ready. But you know, this is his first game of the season. Yeah, he got a chance to play last year, but this is his first opening day, if you will, game. And it's a whole different set of circumstances, you know, because we are still talking about human beings. I mean, there's just, you know, getting geared up for that game. So how does he handle that adrenaline? How does he handle the ebbs and the flows of that game? But I do think that Ricky Pearsall can be a dude and be a dude quickly for him. And the combination he has with Brock Purdy, it's not an accident. I mean, these dudes are an absolute lockstep. But real game is a completely different story than training camp.
Yeah. Rod, I was talking earlier with the guys, and you would hear something like Christian McCaffrey potentially being out 2 years ago. You'd be like, hey, they don't have a chance. Cool. Like, they got this rookie, Mr. Irrelevant quarterback, and that's not enough. And, you know, my partner brought up a scenario where Trent Williams, if he was like, you're cooked. After two full seasons of Brock Purdy, him playing at a very high level in one season and him doing a pretty good job last year, getting the big contract, I feel like that pendulum has swung a little bit, where if Brock Purdy is who Niner fans hope he is and who the organization paid him to be, you never want those guys out like McCaffrey and Trent Williams. But it should start to turn into, well, we've got Brock Purdy here, so we've always got a shot to win because we got this guy here. Do you think he's at that point going into a game like Sunday?
Well, no, I absolutely think he's at that point, because let's go back to last year. For all the problems the Niners had last year, Brock Purdy, to me, was at the bottom of that list. Now, there were many instances where he could have been better, but I would challenge anyone to look at the totality of last year and go, Brock Purdy was the reason that they only won six games. I saw it. I can't see it, and I don't think that's a fair assessment. But there were times last year where Brock Purdy's play was an issue, and I think, and even he's admitted it, because he was trying to do too much. Why was he trying to do too much? All right. Because he didn't have Christian McCaffrey, because he didn't have Brandon Ayuk, you know, after a while, because of issues that they had on defense, not being able to stop the run.
Ricky got shot.
Right, exactly. The issues they had on special teams. So clearly, Brock Purdy has to be better, but I don't think that his goal to be better than he was last year is that big of a goal to achieve. Because again, the problems last year the Niners had, I just don't think Brock Purdy was responsible for the majority of them. That being said, again, addressing the, hopefully it never happens, but the possible scenario that Christian McCaffrey is unable to play on Sunday against Seattle. Well, that's a problem because now about the red zone. Mm. That was one big issue for the Niners last year. They were awful in the red zone. Why were they awful in the red zone? Because you don't have Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Again, like Saquon Barkley, make sure, I'm not throwing shade on Jalen Hurts or anything on the Eagles, but he makes you a much better quarterback and a much better offense if you can get the ball to him and he can catch it with one hand and stiff arm a dude
that was
with
crazy.
Another. Oh, yeah, I mean, come on, dog.
That was a linebacker, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's a linebacker playing running back, running over linebackers and catching the ball. So, you know, if they don't have McCaffrey, red zone is going to be an issue. But does Pearsall make a difference there? You know, does Kittle, who got those two red zone touchdowns for the Niners last year, is he able to help out in that regard? I think, and I don't think that this is necessarily a controversial opinion, but I know people will raise eyebrows on it. If Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey are both out, to me, the bigger loss is Trent Williams. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to worry about that in this instance because Trent Williams is playing. But again, we don't know if McCaffrey's not going to be able to play. I'm just saying that I think that the Niners, because they have done it before and they have other pieces around offensively, I think they're more equipped to handle a game without Christian McCaffrey than they would be able to handle a game without Trent Williams. Mm.
We need to dump the Pretty Ricky name, too. He's White Boy Rick now.
I go with Slick Rick.
He's White Boy Rick.
I like White Boy Rick. Yeah, I go with Slick Rick.
I can't go with Slick Rick because we all know who the real ruler is. And Slick Rick's still throwing out albums right now to this day.
That's facts. I like Pretty Ricky too, though. I do like Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky, what they call him. But yeah, but I to me, White Boy Rick is. To me, White Boy Rick is.
Yeah. I mean, the man got shot. The man got shot. Like.
That is true.
The pretty gone now. Like
but when you see him, though, I mean, what is he? He's White Boy Rick. I mean, it's right there in the description. What's his name? Rick. What is he? White Boy. White Boy Rick.
It works.
See, now, just real quick, not everybody's going to get that. Google it. Like, just Google it. Just go with it. Like, overall, we talked about Trent, Christian McCaffrey, the importance of them being in the lineup. Like, what is your expectation for this team overall?
Well, my expectation is they will be better than last year. Okay, mm-hmm. I went out on a limb to say that. Mm-hmm. They will go to the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to win the division because if Matthew Stafford is healthy, that Rams outfit is pretty good. I mean, that defense is what the Niners hope that they can get. And I will get to the Niners' current defensive situation in a second. But that Rams defense is no joke. Mm-hmm. Seattle's an interesting situation. I can't wait to watch them play on Sunday because they've got a good defense. Rams is better. I wonder how that offensive line is going to hold up for Sam Darnold. But I find Seattle to be interesting. But I know about the Rams. Mm-hmm. For the Niners, they have enough to win. They have enough offensively, assuming Christian McCaffrey is healthy, knock on wood that happens. For me, their questions are going to be on defense. And how long does it take for the young guys that they just drafted and they are counting on immediately, like Michael Williams, to start? How long is it going to take those guys to get up to speed and get going and provide Robert Saleh and that defense what they need? Their big problem last year defensively was when they needed to stop the run, they could not stop the run. They would get run on in the fourth quarter, particularly up the middle. So Michael Williams, Alfred Collins, when he gets going, mm-hmm. CJ West, those are the guys that I point to and go, if they can get going sooner rather than later, I think you're cooking with gas. Because the Niners are trying to do what the Rams did a couple of years ago. Get young, get talented, and hopefully these guys can get going. The Robert Saleh pickup is good because you know him. He's a very good defensive coordinator, obviously. But for him to get these young guys on the ground floor and get them up to speed, that to me is his main job. That is his main challenge. So if these young defensive players that the Niners just drafted can get it going, All right, you got it. I don't know about that. So to me, the offense is going to be ahead of the defense early. I think they will be somewhere around 500 after 8 games. And then to me, the defense will eventually pick up, and then it'll be a team that will be complementary of each other on both sides of the ball.
Rod, I'm glad you brought up the defense, because the young guys that you talk about, that's a great point. But we talk about if Christian can't go, if Trent Williams can't go, a lot of pressure being on Brock Purdy. I look at 97, and I look at he held out a couple years ago.
Also known as White Boy Nick.
Again, it's right there in the description.
Not the same as White Boy Rick.
No,
very, very different.
No, they're different. They the same, but they different. Okay. But you held out a couple years ago. You wanted to be the highest non-paid quarterback in the game. And you haven't come close to being a DPOY level player. You look at Micah Parsons, TJ Watt, Myles Garrett. Right now, based off the last couple of years, they're a level ahead of you. You're maybe on that level because of reputation, but production wise, wrecking the game. The one game I remember him last year wrecking was the Seattle game when they needed it. They needed it on a short week, and he went crazy.
Yeah.
I need that about 6 or 7 times this year. He didn't give it to us 6 or 7 times last year.
Well, a couple of things. Myles Garrett is a superior player.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Watt, the numbers are there. For me, I'd rather have Bosa.
Mm.
Bosa is – numbers are there with Micah Parsons. Bosa's a much better player against the run. Much better player at setting the edge. I think he doesn't get enough credit, Bosa, for what he does fitting into the Niners' run scheme. I think for Bosa, though, getting him some help on the other side. And I mentioned Michael Williams, Niners' first-round draft pick. Bryce Huff, another guy. Give him some help on the other side. Let him get some one-on-ones. And when he's able to get – when he gets those, he's got to win the vast majority of those. But if the Niners are in a situation where they were last year and in previous years at times to where teams could focus on him, that's hard. And I understand where you're coming from, because we point to the raw numbers. You want to see sacks, you want to see quarterback hits, you want to see game disruption. Mm-hmm. But I think, though, it has to be a little bit more nuanced than that when talking about these upper echelon guys, who are all great.
Mm-hmm.
When talking about them is their intangibles, and what else do they do other than, as important as it is, and this is what they're paid to do, other than cave in the left side of the offensive or the right side of the offensive line and harass the quarterback all game long. So I'm right there with you. And he wants this. You know, Bosa, who doesn't say a whole lot, has hinted that he needs to get better. He wants to get better to be back in that defensive player of the year situation. But I will say this. You mentioned it. When you needed him, he did come through.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, even if the raw numbers don't necessarily say it, Nick Bosa comes through for you more often than not. I mean, to me, the big thing, the fact that he's been able to stay healthy, which was the main thing about him, that has not really been that big of an issue or an issue at all, quite frankly.
I need more of those Seattle games last year. He was a menace Seattle last year.
I feel like I only saw it last year. If you said that to him, he'd go, I need to give you more of those Seattle games too.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee if you said that to him, he'd probably get the hell out of his face.
No, we're going to need somebody else. Maybe Matt Maiocco can say that to him. I don't know if we can.
We're going to need Ricky Pearsall to say it.
Hey, do y'all doubt my ability to code switch? I wear a suit and tie for a living. Do y'all doubt my ability? Like, excuse me, Nick.
Okay, let's be honest. I could do it. I could pull it off. It'd be fine. I could do it. I could say, me and Rod go up there like Tom and Tom from In Living Color. We'd be great.
Tom and Tom. Oh, man. I go up there and be like, boy, got a question, boy?
You ain't from around here, are you?
You lost, boy? You lost?
You ain't from around these parts, are you?
No, actually, I'm from Sacramento.
No, man.
That's cool.
Yo, man.
Are the 49ers Super Bowl contenders?
Well, yes. Yeah. You get to the playoffs, you're a Super Bowl contender. I see them as a playoff team. Are there better teams? Absolutely. But are they a squad that if they get in, can they make some things happen? Absolutely. Yeah. But again, it's going to be all predicated on how long does it take for the defense to do what it couldn't do last year, which was stop the run and disrupt passing games, specifically by getting to the quarterback on the regular. And for me, you know, again, bringing it back to Robert Saleh, the last two defensive coordinators were defensive back minded, so to speak. What do you get when you get Robert Saleh? The front is the most important thing. Getting the quarterback. I mean, everybody says this, but not everybody drafts to that specification defensively, right. And not everybody focuses on that defensively. But Saleh, he does. That front, getting to the quarterback, stop the run. You just saw it in the draft. That told you everything you needed to know, how the Niners looked at last year and how they look at the now and the future. They had to get better on that defensive line up the middle on the other side of Bosa. They need those linemen to occupy blocks so Fred Warner and D. Winters can flow sideline to sideline without having to deal with an offensive lineman coming at him or getting their hands on him. Mm-hmm. The Niners' defensive line, they've got to stop the run so you get in those second and long, third and long situations. So now Bosa or Huff can go in there and do their job, or you could get some push up the middle and get some sacks up the middle. So if they can get that defense back to what it – I shouldn't say back to what it was a few years ago, because a few years ago it was great. But if they could get it back to their standard, then this is a team – because I think offensively they're going to be really, really good. Mm-hmm. Again, with Christian McCaffrey's health being close to 100%. Offensively, they're going to get the job done. If the defense and the special teams – for special teams, just stop being awful at times. And this is not even just about Jake Moody, although he's the first person you think of. How about you stop getting got on fake punts? How about you do better in returns and opposing teams' punt returns and kick returns? Special teams just has to be barely competent, even though I think they will be better. If the defense is somewhere in the top 15, this Niner team is Super Bowl contending for sure. Winning the Super Bowl, that's an entirely different story.
Need some Hail Marys for that. Need some Hail Marys.
Might have to.
Yeah.
I wanted to, running out of time, and I wanted to make sure Rod had at least 30 to 45 seconds to talk about the state of the Cowboys, because I don't know if there is a person in America more happy with how the last week and a half went down. So go do your thing, Rod. Your thing.
Let me see. See, this ain't no game. This ain't no game, okay? I'm from Houston, Texas, okay? I've been hating the Cowboys all my life, all right? Nothing brings me more joy sports-wise than watching the Cowboys fail. And I was just talking to a buddy of mine I play golf with who's a Cowboy.
He's one of the happiest men alive right now.
And of course, life and I'm like, good. I don't know what makes me happier. Watching the Cowboys mess it up in the playoffs because they got y'all's hopes up, Cowboy fans, or watching them be awful all year long. Either way, I'm winning. Watching CeeDee Lamb sit there looking at his hands like, how could you fail me? Like, you got hands like the Venus de Milo, dog. You dropped 4 passes last night. You one of the leaders in drops as a receiver. And we trained Michael Parsons because we need to get better against the run. And then they get runt on all night long. And then they got no pass rush. Oh!
Then CD would have gone to blue tent after the last drop. Right? Nothing wrong with your head. He ain't got no concussion.
What they going to do? Sew an extra hand on there so you can fumble that one around too? Man, let me tell you something. Watching the Cowboys lose on TV, there ain't been nothing that funny on TV since Martin was in the first run. Oh, my God.
That was exactly what I was looking for. Yes.
Before we let you go, I went widescreen. Can you walk us through some of what's going on
In this backdrop here.
Go Tigers. You know what I'm saying? It's go blue, but it's still go Tigers.
A Too Short Ice Cube concert poster.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much happening back here.
I stole this off of a telephone pole in Houston. Went to that concert. Too Short, Ice Cube, Port Righteous Teachers, King T, Yo-Yo. And you see down there, Kid Rock. I saw Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Back when he was doing his White Boy Rick impression. Yeah. So that.
What year was that?
Oh gosh, 1990.
And now that we've gone widescreen, I'm seeing the date. What better way to celebrate our Lord and Savior than to go see Too Short and Ice Cube?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's two of the three wise men right there.
Well, two of the three wise men. Sugar-free being the third.
You lying?
My man, we appreciate you so much. These conversations always exceed expectations, my man. We appreciate you.
Oh, man. Y'all two of my favorites, dog. Y'all be good.
Take care, Rod.
It's our man, Rod Brooks, right there. As you said, the legend, Rod Brooks.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Goodness gracious. Oh, that man is a treasure.
Yeah, man.
He really does hate the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man. He's, like you said, life is good.
He
hadn't had to be upset in a long time.
He said, nothing makes me happier. Sir, you are the happiest man alive.
Just walking around smiling.
I have a thought on Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers.
Mm.
Presumption of guilt and presumption of consequence play into this.
Okay.
I want to run it by you both. I'm starting to feel strongly about it. And you're going to have to talk me off a ledge.
Okay.
Eddie Gonzalez also joins us in about 30 minutes. He'll weigh in on all of this. It's D'Lo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Was hanging out with who?
Duke.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was stuck on the King's owner.
No, God, no.
I was like, wait,
no,
what do you mean?
I'm about to say, that's news to me.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean?
I'd be devastated. I'd be devastated. Yeah, we saw who Vivek had dinner with last night. We'll we've got big. We'll deal with that a different day. Shouldn't be surprised. Sadly, I am.
Yeah. Shout out Jason Tatum. Already riding the workout bike.
He looked a lot better at Bradley Beal's wedding than he did at that little event where I was just like, put the boot back on.
Was that Brad's wedding?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm at the point where I was like, hey, maybe he does play this season. I don't know.
Jesse, going in a couple of weeks, you're going to be out there opening day.
Opening night.
You're going to be out there. You're going to be so, ready to go.
No, this is one of the great ones that's going to last forever. At least it tickles me every time. Is somebody tweeted out, they said, Jalen Carter's opening night, and it was the video of Aaron Rodgers running. That one gets me every time.
All right, you can sell me on the 7th seed Celtics making a run the playoffs because they got Jason Tatum back.
Oh, I mean, he's moving. He was dancing on the dance floor and everything. We'll ask Eddie.
Aaron Rodgers running out in that moment is hilarious. It's the American flag that puts it over the top. That's what absolutely puts it over the top.
That's absolutely one of the games of the weekend too. Steelers Jets. I think they're in New York.
Do it again. Run,
oh my
run out there with the American flag one more time.
I got a quote because we want to hear Kawhi. Is there? Have we closed the book on Justin Fields? Can he not be a good quarterback?
I have not. I have not.
I'm willing to have an open mind.
What is his ceiling then to you guys?
Okay, one question at a time, man. I don't have an answer to that. Like, I just want to see him.
He doesn't throw the football.
But here's,
it's going to be his third stop, by the way.
But here's the problem. He's the starting quarterback for who?
The Jets.
Right. What quarterback has ever been successful in that organization?
Mark Sanchez.
Well, that's not fair. He was a Steeler, though.
Yeah. I mean.
He was at a stable organization then if we're doing the Jets thing.
No, but what I mean is if he's going to be anything more than what we've already seen, I don't know that he could do it here. I don't know that he could do it in New York.
I didn't like the
Pittsburgh signing at all. I didn't understand why he went there. I did not like that.
I would say, yeah, Pittsburgh kind of throws a wrench in what I was about to say, but it's like, he's going to get a real opportunity here to lead the franchise in New York. I don't believe in him, but I'm not closing the book on him.
He's not like elite or particularly strong in anything from watching him.
He's a good runner.
He can take off, but like, I mean, he's not like Lamar or even Josh Allen taking off with the football. Like, he's fine.
He's inconsistent with his throws. That's what kind of gives me pause. Sometimes he makes perfect throws, and sometimes, I mean, look, Tomlin said, like, we got to get this guy out of here. Like, as far as in the middle of the season, he's like, yeah, this ain't going to get it done. I don't
even know if he could be Kyler Murray, and I'm not even too high on Kyler Murray.
No, Kyler Murray's a much better passer than Justin Fields at this point.
Oh, maybe it changes. He's a better.
I guess that means I'm out on Justin Fields.
I'm not closing the book on him yet. I'm not.
But
not.
It's perfectly fair to be out.
Yeah,
it's perfectly fair to be out.
It is. I'm wishing upon a star.
Yeah, I'm holding on to hope. He just might not be that good. That is an interesting game this weekend, by the way. Aaron Glenn, the new coach, right?
Yep.
Defensive coordinator from Detroit.
Yep.
I was trying to like run through like all of the coordinators who moved around last
year. Former New York Jet, right? I think he was a cornerback for the Jets, I believe.
Okay.
Played for the Rams, too, I think.
Yeah, going home.
Poor guy was getting asked questions about Aaron Rodgers. I was in Detroit last year. What the hell that got to do with me?
What do you think about Rex Ryan?
What?
Aaron Glenn is a Jet, Texan, Cowboy, Jaguar, and Saint. Oh. No Rams.
What was his last year as a player?
2008 with the Saints.
Wow. Wow. since this Pablo Torre episode dropped about Kawhi Leonard, we have tried to frequently, you know, having this discussion. We have done it under the guise of the presumption of guilt. And now we've heard from Steve Ballmer. Spoke to Ramona Shelburne. The Clippers have issued multiple denials, some short, some lengthy. The NBA has said they're investigating. And, you know, you start to, you're trying to put different pieces of a puzzle together, but you don't know exactly what picture is about to form with these puzzle pieces. Mm-hmm. And I started having this thought last night as the game was getting underway, and I literally just wrote down everything I was thinking. There's no question. Okay, let me not say there's no question. If this Kawhi Leonard situation winds up having strong ramifications, mm-hmm. and people may already feel this way already, this Kawhi Leonard run in LA has been a disaster. Now, when you put together, and context is important here. I don't know how true it is. Every insider has clung to this being reality. I thought it was a power play on Kawhi Leonard's part. I ultimately think he would have signed with the Clippers no matter what. But the story that is told to us is that Kawhi Leonard wouldn't have signed with the Los Angeles Clippers unless they had acquired Paul George. Mm-hmm. For the 10th time, for the record, I do not buy that. I get you feel like you had leverage. You wanted to be an instant contender. You tried to make this power play. I ultimately think he still would have signed there. But the story is he doesn't sign with the Los Angeles Clippers unless they acquire Paul George. That Paul George trade has set up the Oklahoma City Thunder as we know it. So you lost Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in that trade. You lost 5 first-round picks in that trade. And you lost multiple pick swaps in that trade. You have scratched and clawed to be a contender every year since 2019. And they have some 50-win seasons in there. They have some disappointing seasons in there. They have a multitude of different moments in there as the Los Angeles Clippers, but none of them end with them in the NBA Finals, and none of them end with them hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Now, when you're talking about the context of just being like the, we can go to the Brooklyn Celtics of 20 years ago. They make that move to go get those aged out Boston Celtics, and they thought, this is the move we have to make. It's a disaster. It cost them. It was awful, but it was an attempt to win in the moment, and it failed. Cut bait, move on. Massive L. You pay the consequences. Hell, I think he even changed ownership, and you move along. Mm-hmm. You can point to other Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. It was a power move. It failed. Move on, cut bait, whatever. You just keep moving. Yeah. And there's plenty of high power moves, big money moves in the NBA, in the NFL that have been made that haven't resulted in winning. That's the game. That's risk-taking. That's chances. This feels different to me. This Kawhi Leonard situation feels different to me because it brings in Paul George. It sends out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, all of those draft picks. Now you're starting to factor in what could the ramifications of this latest situation wind up being. Could it be the loss of more draft picks? We could be in a situation where we're having a conversation about Kawhi Leonard signing with the Los Angeles Clippers and you losing between the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander trade to acquire Paul George and whatever the ramifications are of this, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 total picks because of this move. Then you get to the health aspect of this. Paul George has played He's a Philadelphia 76er now, which is another thing. That we're only talking 6 years ago. Paul George is already gone. And kudos to the Clippers for that, because that was clearly the right decision. Paul George played in 263 of a possible 390 games. That's 67% of the games as a Los Angeles Clipper that he played in. Kawhi Leonard has played in 266 of a possible 472 games. That's 56%. That's the joke Rod Brooks told earlier. That's the no-show job Kawhi Leonard has. The one as a Los Angeles Clipper. No one has to convince me nor sell me on how great of a player Kawhi Leonard is when he plays. But is he worth missing half of the games, never winning a championship, and costing you upwards of maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 or more first-round draft picks? The ledge I was on is this is the worst deal. This is a worse deal than Deshaun Watson. Now, I haven't jumped over that ledge yet, but I am standing on it. And I understand so much of this is about Kawhi's health. And then you've got the secrecy that is involved with Kawhi Leonard's health, where he tears his ACL and he doesn't want anyone to know. He doesn't want the team to release it. This dates back to the San Antonio Spurs stuff. This is the stuff that I've said for years. That situation in San Antonio, I genuinely believe, scarred Kawhi Leonard. It's why his injury history, it's why his injury status has been handled the way it has. It can be traced back to Kawhi Leonard. You go back to that situation before he got hurt, before the big injury that wound up sending him out of San Antonio and on to Toronto. He was a regular, oh, Kawhi Leonard's got a wrist injury. Kawhi Leonard's got a knee injury. That all stopped after what happened at the end of his San Antonio run.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.